This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everybody, Peter Zion here, coming to you from Tongariro National Park in New Zealand, where I'm doing the Tongariro Northern Circuit. That is Mount Ngururoho in the background, which is, and basically we've been going around it the whole time, so why it's called Tongariro Circuit, not Ngururoho Circuit, I don't know. Anyway, you might recognize that mountain from Lord of the Rings, that is Mount Doom, so I prefer to call this track the Doom Loop. Anyway, today, taking a question from the Patreon crowd, and that's specifically if demographics are so core to the success and failure of countries, what are some policies that could be adopted to encourage demographic expansion? Just great question. Quick review. People between 20 and 45 are the ones who are raising kids and spending money and building homes. That's where most consumption comes from. People between roughly 45 and 65, the kids have moved out, the house has been paid for, but they're earning a lot. So their consumption is down, but their income is high. And so they are investing, and that's where the capital and the tax base comes from. Having a balance between those two without too many retirees, but enough children to generate the next generation, that's ultimately what you want. Anyway, in most of the world, that's not what we have. Birth rates have been declining for so long that most of the advanced world, including China in that, are not just running out of children. That happened 20, 30, 40 years ago. They're now running out of working age adults. So for many of these countries, it's too late. But not for everybody. For New Zealand, France, the United States, and the Scandinavian countries, the demographic structures are much younger. And so there's plenty of chance to rehabilitate. Really, it comes down to one thing. Whether you make it easy to have kids, financially speaking. So low cost of electricity, low cost of land, low cost of food, those are all real impetuses. And finding ways to manipulate those things is absolutely important. But the biggest thing is making sure that would-be parents are able to still make choices. And for that, you need to keep both parents in the workforce should they so choose. And so it isn't so much subsidization or paying people to have kids. That rarely works. Instead, it is making sure that there are abilities that parents can still work and have kids. And that really comes down to childcare. If you can provide affordable, easily accessible childcare, that's the single biggest thing you can do to keep the birth rates high, because parents, whether men or women, are going to not feel like that they have to make sacrifices in order to have a family. In the United States, I would argue that the only place that we get this right is with healthcare personnel, because if you're on call and you have to run into the hospital or the clinic, then your kid has to go somewhere. And so there's a really robust system in the United States for that specific subsector. But for everyone else, you're kind of on your own if you don't have a grandparent or an aunt or uncle nearby. The Scandinavians have done this a different way, where they just have state-subsidized health care for everybody, but that gets really expensive really quickly. Hopefully we can figure out something in between in the United States before the birth rate drops too low. Okay, we're gonna finish this one up from Manapouri. Now, as any parent will tell you, there's one other thing that you have to have if you're going to be raising kids, and that's space. In the transition from agrarian to industrialized lifestyles, we all started moving into towns, and the ability to banish kids to the outside went down. So even more than needing childcare, you need the ability to put your kids somewhere. Well, in New Zealand, they've got that in spades. Not only is there a lot of green space in the country, but they have gone out and built in every major population center, including all the minor ones, something really special.